Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I just want to take a moment, of course, to express my great appreciation for the wonderful compliment paid to me by the distinguished representative of the Russian Federation. I appreciate it. And I will apply that eagle eye once again to point out that there is actually a very significant difference between Article 1 of the Antarctic Treaty and Article 4 of the Outer Space Treaty. Two significant differences, but I mean, that's for a later date. But one, of course, being that there's an express mention in there that Antarctica shall be used for peaceful purposes only. That's different than what you have for outer space generally. The second is the qualifier of there shall be prohibited any measures of a military nature. So that particular phrase isn't actually in the Outer Space Treaty. So there's a distinguishing feature between those two, which has led to a lot of academic debate, which is not a subject for this OEWG, but I would recommend reading some of that debate, and maybe we can have it at another time. But more importantly, what I really wanted to do was amplify the comment made by the distinguished representative of Pakistan, and particularly his plea that we don't restrict access to certain technologies to emerging spacefaring nations. I think we've all acknowledged that some technologies that are dual use have extremely beneficial effects, and we want to promote and encourage those beneficial effects of those technologies. And it is for this reason why you wouldn't want to ban these technologies for use by any country, but instead regulate the behavior of those who are using those technologies to lean towards the beneficial nature. And so that's why, from our delegation's point of view, focusing on norms, rules, and principles of responsible behavior is the better approach. That way, we get to still enjoy the benefits of these technologies, and emerging spacefaring nations can also enjoy these benefits, while at the same time trying to ensure that these technologies are used in a way that promotes international peace and security. So I think this is a real strong argument in favor of the work we're doing here, and I'm sure that all emerging spacefaring nations would greatly appreciate it if one day they will be able to use these technologies to bring the same benefits to their people. Thank you very much.